Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, and chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Then, as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 14 through 17. At that time the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guest mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." On this day, the 16th of June, we commemorate Tikhon the Wonder Worker. This saint was born of pious Christian parents and flourished in the 5th century. Because of his piety and purity of life, he was ordained deacon by the Bishop of Amathus and later was made Bishop of Amathus by the great Epiphanius. He worked many signs and wonders and turned many from the worship of idols unto Christ. Once he planted a vine on the ground and it wondrously sprouted and brought forth ripe grapes. After his death on his annual feast day on June 16th, it being yet early in the season, that vine would be laden with unripe grapes, as is natural. But as the divine liturgy began, the grapes would begin to darken, and by the end of it, they would be fully ripened. The third of the Vespers Stichera in the Menaean service to St. Tikhon alludes to this yearly miracle. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.